It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you ever heard of quinoa, frika, teff, millet, or spelt? Well, today is your day to discover the amazing flavors of these ancient grains. Here in our kitchen with us is Camilla Salisbury, author of many cookbooks. Just go to her website, powerhungry.com, and you're going to see a long list of, you're going to want them all, but we're going to talk about ancient grains with Camilla today. She has a fabulous blog called Power Hungry, so, you know, check in with Camilla, but we are going to talk to her today about ancient grains. Why did ancient grains surface so quickly? We used to always just use wheat.
It's true. I know one of the reasons why ancient grains have come into greater popularity is because of their incredible nutrient profile, and as people are looking to add more whole foods to their diet, they're finding out that there have always been these wonderful, incredible grains out there, that they're simple to make, incredibly delicious, and can add so much nutrition and flavor and interest to their diets.
Well, you know, I think that the food industry had something to do with removing them from the American diet, because
That's true.
Ancient grains served around the world always have been. They're ancient, called ancient because they're thousands of years old.
Right.
And they're, as you said, loaded with nutrients. But, oh my, the food industry decided, let's go wheat, and we went downhill. But we're going back uphill now to ancient grain land. So, is it hard to find them, or are we finding them on our supermarket shelves more and more?
Well, increasingly, you can find them in just regular grocery stores, particularly grains such as quinoa. That's just had a huge surge in popularity over the last few years. So I live in a small Texas town. I use that as my barometer, and you can get quinoa at our little supermarkets. Some of the other grains, such as teff, amaranth, spelt, kamut, they're a little bit harder to find, but there's some great milling companies, including Bob's Red Mill, which is very familiar to a lot of shoppers, and they have really celebrated the return of all of these ancient grains. So pretty much wherever Bob's Red Mill foods are available, and that's in most well-stocked grocery stores, you can find these ancient grains, both in whole form and in flour form.
Yeah. Let's start with quinoa. I think a lot of people are more familiar with quinoa. You're right. As a dietitian, I used to tell people to add quinoa to their diet, and they're like, "What? Can you spell that?" But nowadays they recognize it. But a lot of people look at the quinoa bag, turn it around, and just cook it as it says and taste it, and they're like, "Ew, this is plain." So tell us a different way to use quinoa that could get a little bit more exciting for us.
Oh, absolutely. I know when it's just cooked plain, it's like rice. If you just cooked plain rice, that's fine as a side dish. But the wealth of opportunities with quinoa is vast. You can make it as a porridge for breakfast. You add coconut milk and brown sugar, whatever your favorite dried fruits, whatever you like. You can cook it a little bit drier and turn it into fantastic vegetarian patties and burgers. They're so much better than what you can get frozen. You can add it, once you've cooked it and cooled it, you can add, say, half a cup, a whole cup to any of your favorite baked good recipes, like quick bread recipes. So pancakes, muffins, coffee cake. You don't have to change the recipe. You could just add in some of the cooked, cooled quinoa, and you're going to get some wonderful texture similar to nuts, but you're also going to get this huge boost of nutrition as well. So the opportunities are really vast. And I should say quinoa flour is, which you can make just by grinding the quinoa in your at home, is a really versatile flour that you can just use straight up and substitute that in some of your favorite recipes.
Is frika as interchangeable as quinoa for rice and baking? Can you do
it? Is frika is a crack?
Because I love
very
frika.
Young. Isn't it good? It has a slightly smoky flavor to it, very subtle, but it's a young wheat, so it still has a greenish tint, and it's been cracked, and then sometimes slightly smoked to dry it. So it has this great flavor. You can use it anywhere, any recipe that calls for rice, or even a pasta salad recipe, something like that. Just use cooked cold frika in its place. And you can add it to baked goods, things like that as well. It's just an incredibly versatile grain.
I love the tip that you gave that you can actually make your own quinoa flour, because I've always made my own oat flour. I never bought oat flour. I just buy the regular oats. But that's interesting. So you just straight out of the bag, you can put it something like a coffee grinder and just grind it down to a flour consistency and use it.
Absolutely. So anyone who's interested in adding some alternative flours to their diet, just a cheap $10 coffee grinder is your best bet. You just add about a quarter of a cup at a time, put the grains, whatever the grain is, and blitz it for a few seconds. Sort of shake it up a little as you go, and you can make flour from pretty much any grain. And it's great if you just want to then try a little bit of a different flour. You don't have to invest in a whole big bag of flour at once. So you can try a little bit of frika flour or quinoa flour just from what you have of the whole grain.
Yeah, that's a great, you know, just getting your feet wet kind of thing. I love that.
Exactly.
I'll probably be trying that. Can you do
Can you
do that with amaranth as well?
You sure can, yes. And another thing people have to know about amaranth, which is similar to quinoa, is that you can pop it like popcorn. It's the world's tiniest popcorn. And you can pop, you just use a really hot pan, put the quinoa in, and it pops, amaranth, and it pops in about 8 to 10 seconds. And then you can make it, transform that into sort of like Rice Krispie treats. It's a classic in Mexico, Dulce de Alegría. So you can take your favorite sort of Rice Krispie treat recipe and add this popped amaranth in its place. It's really, really great. Kids, my 8-year-old loves them. You can use it as a salad topping, too. So instead of nuts, it's really neat.
Well, you could put it in trail mixes and things like that. I mean,
absolutely.
It came to my mind first, but wow, just you've opened
mix
a whole
new world
for me. Mix
it into granola. Yeah, all sorts of yummy things. And just fold it into cookies or cakes. It's really great. Adds a really nice light crunch. So many things.
I'm excited. All right,
you will
Tef,
get some around the kitchen.
Okay. Oh, I'll decorate the kitchen. Well, that
yes, you will decorate
that, right?
Get out the vacuum afterwards. But I know you're moving on to Tef.
Yes, I don't know much about Tef. Help me out.
Tef is such a fantastic grain. It's actually native to Ethiopia, and it's the smallest grain. It's tiny. So if anyone's ever been to an Ethiopian restaurant and had injera, the flatbread that comes with it's used instead of a fork in Ethiopian restaurants to scoop up the food, that is made with Tef flour. And it ranges in color from a dark brown to sort of a reddish brown. It has a naturally nutty, almost sort of cocoa flavor to it. But you can make porridge, you can make polenta with it, all sorts of great things. And the flour makes great brownies.
Yeah, oh, that sounds really interesting. I'll be looking to that one. It's definitely one that I've heard of it before, but I haven't used it. So sounds like by getting your book and maybe looking in your website, all these grains and recipes become a little bit less intimidating and a little bit more doable. So I'm so excited to try them, and I want to send everybody to the right place so they can get inspired too. And that is powerhungry.com. You know that if you follow us on Facebook, you will see some posts sending you right over there to Camilla's website. Camilla, again, thank you so much for being with us. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, make sure to eat well and stay well.